Hello, lovely listener, and welcome back to Late Night Local Talent. This is Zoe, and I am here with the Cleveland alternative folk duo, The Baker's Basement, which features the eclectic musical stylings of vocalist and drummer Kate Dedinsky and vocalist-guitarist Adam Grindler. At their rhythmic core pulses an orange-striped homemade and bucket drum concoction, the funky backbeat on which Dedinsky performs standing up with both swagger and sway, the duo's intimate sound rooted in a whimsical flavor of Americana music and topped with playful vocal layers often volleyed to and fro across the stage, offers a humorous yet heart-wrenching sonic signature that's altogether their own. Welcome to the studio, The Baker's Basement, or more specifically, Adam and Kate. How are you guys?
Good, good. Thanks for having us.
Yes,
how
thanks
are you?
So much.
And who else is joining us here today?
He's kind of our unofficial third member. We call him Jones Bones, Mr. Jones Bones. He's in half these days. He used to be a full skeleton.
What happened to him?
We buried him in the sand
at
Cedar Point, and he kind of broke in half when we were pulling him out. But he didn't take it too badly.
Well,
he's still here with
he's
us.
He's been through a lot.
Yeah. I'm glad he can make the journey here today. But it's so great to be here with you guys. I got a lot of questions to pick your guys' brains. So let's start with your professional name, The Baker's Basement, because sometimes with people's names, it has to do with, like, it's part of their name and whatever. But when I saw your guys' names, Baker was nowhere to be found. So I'm wondering, where did that come from?
Let's see. We had to go back to 2012. I had just moved to Cleveland so we could start operating with music together. We had met in Chillicothe in 2011 at a place called the Recording Workshop. So that's where we started making music. But long story short, I ended up in Cleveland, met up with Kate, and we started rehearsing in the basement of a baker. It was kind of our sacred initial ground. So, yeah, that's the long and short of it. It's our first practice space, if you will.
And we really like the double B alliteration, too.
Oh, yeah. Really rolls off the tongue. I like that a lot. It has some history there.
Oh, yeah.
That's really nice.
And the baker would make us, you know, treats.
Yes.
Make sure we were well fed when we were down there figuring ourselves out. So,
yeah. So you kind of touched on how you guys met a little bit, but how did the musical aspect come together? Or if you want to expound more on, like, how you guys met and realized, like, hey, we want to do the same thing. We kind of have, if you have similar visions. So how did you guys come together and realize we work well together?
So at the Recording Workshop, you get paired in similar groups that have similar interests to you. So there was like a metal group, a country group, all sorts of groups.
Bluegrass group.
And then we were just kind of like a hodgepodge group of like hip-hop, punk,
our interests folk. Were all over the place.
Yeah. So essentially we started writing together there and we realized we really, really loved our chemistry. And then Adam visited me in Cleveland probably for
later that year.
Yeah, for a couple days. And we wrote like 4 or 5 songs and we were like, this really works.
Yeah, it kind of reaffirmed the chemistry we saw at school. You know, we tested that out in that basement. And that's where we knew that we wanted to keep working with the music together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let's get into the music. So the first song that I want to get into that's one of my personal favorites and would love to hear more about it is Wild Wild Sheep. So tell me about the process of it. And I also saw that that music video for that was nominated at the 2023 Cordillera Film Festival in Reno, Nevada. So that's awesome. I love that.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a lot of fun. Let's see. How did it begin? Wild, wild sheep. It's the kind of sheep. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
The shtick we like to talk about on stage is, you know, when you're having trouble falling asleep at night, you might do this thing. You might start counting sheep, right? And eventually you fall into a deep and peaceful slumber. Hopefully we got to thinking, what happens to all those sheep once you fall asleep? Where do they go? And how do they spend their time? And they're within your subconscious. They're free to roam wherever they want. They can fly. They can drive. They can make any movement that will take them to far off places all while you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a song of adventure. It's a song of imagination.
Yeah, and then from there, the video ended up being in our basement. So we kind of transformed it into a wild, wild wind-up world that we like to call it. So we got all of these wind-up toys, and we made like a farmland, a space land, an ocean, and
all these things that are mentioned
it, yeah.
during the song.
Yes.
You know, we mentioned, you know, the ocean, the mountains, the fields. And so we kind of paralleled that in the mm-hmm. video, but in miniature. So where mm-hmm. could this particular kind of wind-up toy live within those landscapes? And the sheep kind of fly from landscape to landscape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that a lot. And I love just the song itself being so whimsical, and that also crossing over into like video form and just mm-hmm. kind of making this whole world. And I just love the storytelling. I really like that music video because I'm a fan of like little toys and trinkets as well.
Awesome.
Then the other song I wanted to get into, which is one of your more recent ones, is Love I Can Love. And I just think that is such a lovely song, no pun intended, but it's just so like, it's just so wholesome. I love it a lot. So tell me the thought process behind that.
You want me to start? Let's see. It started, so every February we do this songwriting activity where we challenge ourselves to write a whole bunch of songs all at once. Anyway, this song actually was born a few years ago in February. I'm not exactly sure what spurred it.
Maybe love.
Yeah, that had something to do with it. Yeah. I don't know the moment that it came to be. But yeah, we're not usually the kind of act that's like, here's a love song. And mm-hmm. it's usually we're kind of quiet about that side of us. Mm-hmm. We like to address other subjects. But yeah, this is kind of the total opposite. And we were playing a wedding at the end of 22. And we were like, maybe we can play an original song that is in the spirit of this wedding we're playing. And we found it in the vault. And we're like, oh, man, we totally forgot about this mm-hmm. song. We're like, so we took it to the wedding and people really enjoyed it. And we really enjoyed it. And we decided to take it to the finish line and record it fully. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. And that's another one that has like a crazy music video where we essentially made our garage turn into a
jungle of balloons.
A jungle of balloons. Yeah.
Yes, I'm definitely going to get into that later because I have questions about that. But in Love I Can Love, there was this part, I have no idea what instrument it is, but it was around like the 145 mark. It kind of sounds like a very musical elephant. It was like a...
I think that's my mouth trumpet, maybe?
Yeah. Oh.
Should I try it?
Yeah. Yes, it's that. That's amazing that came from your mouth and not an instrument. I was really trying to figure out what that was.
It's paired with an electric guitar. It's kind of like the same
the
note
same
being
time.
Bent via her voice and the guitar at the same mm-hmm. time.
That's really cool.
They kind of combine and take on a life form all their own. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of music choice, it makes me wonder, like, what made you kind of gravitate towards the genre you're in, but I feel like you guys are so unique. It's hard to fit you in that genre box. But so how did you gravitate towards your overall sound and genre?
It's gone through a lot of changes over the years. Mm-hmm. Our interests and our inspirations are vast, and they all kind of play in. But I think when you're trying to figure out how to get the word out about your music, you go with something, even though you're not necessarily sure if that's representative of the total picture. But some kind of indie folk rock mm-hmm. is probably the best way to describe what we do. But at the beginning, you know, it was a lot, what would you say, punkier?
Yeah, I would say in the beginning I actually had, because now I play a bucket drum kit. In the beginning I played a full drum kit. Mm. And we were first... we were encouraged by seeing the band Mr. Gnome. They're a pretty big band in Cleveland at the time, and they were a two-piece. And we were like, oh, like, it's possible to do it as two. And I think that really encouraged us to kind of keep going. And then obviously the White Stripes, the Black mm-hmm. Keys. And
we began as a three-piece, and then we became two. And then, yeah, we were trying to decide whether to add another member or see if we can make it work like that. So I think that band and what Kate's describing all kind of led us through a variety of genres, and mm-hmm. we both like hip hop, and so there's a spoken word element. Like in Wild Wild Sheep, there's an element of hip hop in Wild Wild Sheep that like mm-hmm. kind of like back and forth slinging words and phrases, you know, pretty swiftly to each other. That's a kind of music that we're impacted by a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the inflections in your guys' voice. It's like, yes, like singing itself, it's like changing octaves and whatever, but you have like emotion behind your voice, like kind of that whimsical voice, especially in Wild Wild Sheep. It's like you go up and down and change the tone and everything. And I like that a lot. Did that kind of just happen when you were doing that song, or do you kind of just, it just happens when you guys just start putting the words onto paper to your voices?
I would say just from us doing so much songwriting over the years and hitting the record button and hearing how our voices sound over and over. Earlier, I would say that was a very uncomfortable process of hearing my voice over and over and hating the way it sounds. And then over time, you just become so used to hearing yourself and maybe making that your own instrumentation. So I guess maybe just so many years of listening back naturally, that's just what happened with Wild Wild Sheep. And a lot of our songs now, like, we just kind of have natural instincts that we gravitate towards with our voice.
Yeah. They all start in different ways. Sometimes it's a lyric, or like some of the best songs start with laughter. We're just talking. We're not like, we're going to sit down and write a song, and then a joke will happen that might even have some music in it, like a piece of dialogue that feels like it's got something. And we just kind of pick it up and we're like, start throwing it back and forth. And then maybe we come up with a little guitar line and we'll loop it. And then we could be hands-free, and it just goes, and then we'll record ourselves, literally just kind of improvising back and forth. And maybe we'll record for 7 minutes, and in that 7 minutes we find like a one-minute section where it's like, what happened there?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's how you get that Wild Wild Sheep bounce, that bop, 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 that wild sheep, and then that kind of grows on us. We're like, that's the part that gets our attention the most. It seems like the most fun, or whatever it may be. That seems like it's an oddity and something we can roll with, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes me wonder about like your overall aesthetics. 'Cause in the video, I told you I would come back to it with all the balloons and everything. And then the Wild Wild Sheep with all the toys and everything. You guys really do have like what is perceived as like a playful aesthetic and kind of making that fun, energetic music. So does that reflect your own interests and aesthetics? And how did you get to that to be kind of your band image, I guess?
We've always been very hands-on. There's always been a tactile nature where, you know, there's so much technology available to artists these days that it's easy to get caught up on a screen. And we spend a lot of time making this music in front of a screen, but we're also very aware of needing to have a separation and a playfulness that doesn't have the blue light flooding in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that comes out, you know, when we came up with our band name, that was the result of us, you know, we often take out poster board and a bunch of colorful markers and we sketch things and we draw words and just to see how they look and feel to us.
Yeah, I would say like in our real lives, we're very tactile, whether it be like gardening or painting or
getting
just
outside.
Yeah, just building in general and observing. And I think that's really reflective in our music and how we approach our music videos too. Like, we really like that playful approach and try to encourage people to do that by seeing we're playing our drums on buckets, you know, we're doing things that are very like, you could do that too. It's just figuring it out.
Yeah. Elements of utility and just being practical with simple objects. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we really like that element, whether it's in our music, like literally recorded in, like hitting sound effects, whether it's a bucket or some other found object. But then that carries over into the music videos. And working in miniature, you can get to work faster. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't require like, we want to get to work on this next week. I don't know if that's enough time to assemble a crew, but what can we do is two. Between now and then to prepare and just start firing away, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were mentioning earlier how you kind of, your band went through kind of phases with the sound. And, it really makes me happy to hear that you guys came to where you are now with This Is Us. Like, we have our image and we have like, your music is so fun and playful and that reflects your real lives. And that makes me so happy to hear. And, I saw that, video besides the music video, you also had like a live performance. And I, for one, want the people to know if you have any live performances coming up, because they looked awesome with all the balloons
thank
as well.
Thank you.
Do you have any events coming up or anything like that that people should mark down on their calendars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a couple in May that we'd like to bring up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thursday, May 9th, we are at the Rialto Theater with Robbie Allen and the Love Shack and Lilac Heart.
Ooh.
And then May 24th, we are at Coda with Silvis and our friends from Cardboard Caskets.
Mm. Will Bones Jones be there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's usually there. We have a song about skeletons,
So
he always appreciates that. Oh. We have as playful as we are, and lighthearted in some songs, you know, we have a song about death that we like to sing. It's kind of a heartbreaker, but Jones Bones appreciates that because he's been through that, you know, so he can empathize. he can make us feel a little bit better about these touchy subjects.
Yes.
So he usually helps the audience when we're like, we're going to sing you a song about death. Don't worry, Jones Bones. Look how he's smiling. He's made it. He's seen it. He's seen the other side. So.
Yeah, but sometimes he's crowd surfing and other times he's a limbo pole. It just depends on the evening.
He's done dancing. People feed him cigarettes sometimes. So he never knows what's going to happen in a given night. But
he's been all over the place.
Oh, yeah. He's very experienced.
Yeah.
He's full of wisdom.
Yeah. Where was your – have you guys kind of stayed in Ohio? How far have you ventured out for your shows? Where has Jones seen? Where has he been?
So he's a somewhat recent addition. He hasn't seen as much as we've seen, although he has seen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We ventured through the region. We're trying to get out more this year.
Mm-hmm.
We went through a time where we were really sticking to Cleveland, and I think we kind of had this rejuvenation of confidence.
We did a few runs, though. We've did a run to Maine before, a couple of runs down to Florida.
All over the state of Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, we're looking to get back out there more this year and after. So,
yeah, very exciting. And will there be any new music on the way? Any new announcements you would like to make?
Yeah. So, you want to kick this off?
No, it's okay. Yeah, there's a lot of new music all the time. a couple of weeks ago, we released a song called "Sure Enough, Another Swell," and we have a video for that. And then in a couple of weeks, we are releasing Baseball Banter, and that will also have a video to it. You could speak on Baseball Banter, though.
I had to put the hat on Jones' bones.
Jones just put a new hat on.
He was wearing his winter hat, and now, you know, he's getting ready. We're in this limbo state between, like, Cleveland's winter and baseball season starting, so Jones is kind of representing that. So he took his winter hat off. Now he's wearing the baseball hat.
Mm-hmm.
Our next song is a baseball-oriented song.
Oh.
We have an alter ego for our band. It's called the Baseball Boogie Band.
okay.
So that's the Baseball Boogie Band hat. We love the bees. and it started in 19, and then the pandemic happened, and it kind of squashed what was supposed to be kind of the unveiling of that. And so we kind of set it aside, but we still play Baseball Boogie Band songs sometimes during our sets to keep the baseball spirit alive. Long story short, we're releasing one the Friday before opening day. It's called the Baseball Banter.
Ooh.
So it captures the spirit of, you ever been to a baseball game and you hear those voices in the outfield who are just hollering about everything?
Yeah.
Every little thing that happens in the field, the hot dog or the drink in their hand.
Yes.
It's in the spirit of that spirit. So the Baseball Banter is our next release, early April. And then we're having a song release almost every month thereafter. Many that will have videos to go along. So what's the order off the top? We got the Baseball Banter, and then we have a song called Bad Habits, and then we have a song called Started Jamming in the Basement, and then what? Why It Is. Anyway, we'll get there.
I'll be quizzed on this.
Yeah.
That's
not to get ahead of ourselves, but there's a lot coming.
It's eventually leading to an album at the end of fall, hopefully, called Down, Down, Domino.
Ooh, yes. I was just about to ask that. Like, you guys have so many things coming out. Is there any big album? So Down, Down, Domino, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I won't make you disclose anymore since you want to get people hyped up, but is there kind of a vibe to it? Is it kind of the vibe you already been having, or what can people expect from that album?
I'd say elements of the life cycle.
Yeah, I'd say this is a pretty vulnerable album for us. I think we're kind of opening up to different emotional avenues, and
a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah, it feels good.
There's a song called Down, Down, Domino that's coming at the end. Another song, I wouldn't say quite about death, but inevitabilities, you know, how you progress through your life into a point where, you know, your body starts to wither, and that kind of thing. And a lot of things you might trip up along the way are represented in this album. Like we mentioned a song called Bad Habits, mm-hmm. you know, elements of these things that can sway you this way or that as you're trying to figure out how to navigate mm-hmm. this world.
Yes, that I'm very excited to hear that. And I strongly urge anybody listening to give The Baker's Basement a listen as well. And I'm just excited to see everything you guys continue to make, because I really think you guys are like something special, because we have so many people come into Late Night Local Talent, and I was just listening to everybody and your music just like made me be like, I gotta know.
Thank you.
I gotta know.
And we appreciate that.
And
I
wanted, thank you so much.
Yeah. And I wanted you guys to like share it with other people. And I really think people should know who you guys are. But where you guys can listen to them are on any music streaming platforms. I highly, highly, highly recommend it, and give their songs a listen, and also check out their music videos. You guys are very talented at that as well. I love a good music video on YouTube. And then you can also follow them on Instagram, Facebook. I still say Twitter. I know it's X, but I say Twitter.
I say Twitter.
Yeah. And TikTok as well, at The Baker's Basement. Pretty simple. All platforms, same name. But we're wrapping up here, and thank you guys so much for coming in, and thank you for the surprise appearance of Jones here. I'm so happy to see him.
Oh yeah, he's good social lubricant. He gets the conversation going. Yeah.
So. He's happy to see you too.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Wait.
There you go. There, yeah, his smile.
Oh,
is up.
Yeah, he's smiling.
You can't hide it.
Yes. But that's it for The Baker's Basement. Everybody give them a listen. I enjoyed talking to you guys.
Likewise.
Yes, thank
you so
much.
It's been a great time. And this has been Zoe and The Baker's Basement. Have a great one. Bye.
Adios.